Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It won some major awards and now it's back for a second season. Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine is joining us and it's season two of The Pitt.
Yeah, right back on schedule. It premiered last January. Now it's back on HBO Max. Episodes will go weekly every Thursday night for the next couple of months. Again, it's every episode is 1 hour in the day of a shift in this very, very busy Pittsburgh trauma ER. Noah Wiley, who won the Emmy, just won a Critics' Choice Award. The show did as well. And Catherine Anaza, who plays the charge nurse, a wonderful character. They are all now got several trophies on their shelf, and I have a feeling they could do it again for the second season. And the second season takes place on July 4th, the upcoming July 4th. So it's going to be a very busy day as all kinds of crises happen. But what is so good about this show is that you follow certain cases over several hours. They just aren't wrapped up within 1 hour like they do on so many medical dramas that you become very, very emotionally involved with what they end up doing during the day. At the same time, there's so much going on, so it never really stops. And in that regards, it is a lot like the original series ER, but the fact that Noah Wiley, who began his career there, now he sort of runs the show and he's also an executive producer and he's winning these awards for it. It feels like his career has come full circle, and in many ways, this is like the next iteration of that kind of medical drama. But it is a wonderful show, and I have a feeling lots of people are going to be interested in coming back.
Speaking of awards, it is officially award season, and the Golden Globes coming up with return host St. Louis's own Nikki Glaser.
Yeah, so she'll be roasting the movie and TV contenders like last weekend's Critics' Choice Awards. It is both TV and movies that are up for it. But before the big show on Sunday on CBS, CBS is doing a primetime special tonight called Golden Eve. And the idea of this show is that they're going to spotlight the two people winning the Lifetime Achievement Awards. Those used to be given out, or the Cecil B. DeMille Award used to be given out during the regular broadcast, but now they're doing a special for them. And these are two major people winning these awards. So the Cecil B. DeMille Award goes to Helen Mirren, one of the great actresses of our time, totally worthy. I mean, just the clip reel is going to be enough, but she's always really good at awards shows, so I'm sure she'll be very entertaining. And then Sarah Jessica Parker gets the Carol Burnett Award, a much more recently inaugurated award that deals with comedy achievements. So the star of Sex and the City will get her moment in the spotlight, and Helen Mirren. And then on Sunday, you can watch the movies and the TV shows battle it out, one battle after another, by the way, is the front runner for the movies with 9 nominations. And in TV, you've got The White Lotus, Adolescence, and Odie Murders in the Building leading the field. But I have a feeling that you'll see The Pitt winning for drama and The Studio from Apple TV winning for comedy, as it has done both at the Emmys and the Critics' Choice Awards. So, yes, we are right in the thick of award season right now.
And that is Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joining us on KMOX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.